David Gately's got the early word on the weekend punt. This is Gator's Game Plan.
Big weekend of racing, David Gately. It's a good morning to you.
Very good morning.
Racing at Sandown on a heavy track, most likely Eagle Farm Group 1 day there. It's their biggest day in Queensland racing, highlighted by the Stradbroke Handicap, and racing in Sydney at Randwick Gator. Let's get stuck into our selection meeting here for your game plan on this Thursday. Who's the first horse that we're picking this weekend for our lock, for our multis, the best bet over the weekend for D. Gately?
Look, I think Randwick Race 4, number 7, Gravina, if she can repeat the run slash win last time, they can't beat her. It was absolutely outstanding. The clock backed her up with GST, and look, I'm still trying to work out how she ran the day's quickest last 200, settling that close to a solid clip. Second was Tycoonus, who was thrashed. It was an absolute moral beating last week. She stays down in the weights. She only has to repeat it. Now, history says, and many, this is the latest buzzword, regressing to the mean, right? Mm-hmm. But I have to take that run at face value and made her the best over the three key meetings, mate.
Did Gravina surprise you with the dominant of Gravina's or his victory there, Gator?
Well, she did, because I didn't have her top four and I was scratching my head as to how I missed it. And she had, it wasn't if she was $1.90. Now, she was $6.50-ish from memory.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't see that sort of leapfrog in her performance and rating. So I'm trusting that she's gone to that level and she can at least hold a similar mark. Even if she can't hit that extreme high, then she wins again. But if she comes back to that former perhaps last prep, it'd be more competitive race.
Daniel Harford just called up and he goes, well, I wish Gravina was a filly because I'd pick her for the WAFLW side for Carlton. Yeah, he's a colt by Sebring, would you believe?
Gator. Yeah, no, it's not the first time I've got the sex wrong. It just shows how 2021 I am. I'm new age. Everyone's equal. It's a beautiful thing.
We don't... I don't think the punters will mind what sex she is, as long as Gravina can get the job done once again. So he's into $2.15. Then what about the long division race this weekend, the race that took you a little while to work out?
Oh, look, the entire meeting at Hillside was extremely hard work. Couldn't work off noms because they were ridiculous. So I waited for the fields. The field sizes were extraordinary. With a lot of, dual acceptors. You see the scratchings today. There are probably a lot of scratchings as well. How will the track play? Probably off the inside. But I couldn't find an easy race in the nine. So, this was a similar story last week. We were touching on the challenge of the meeting at in Sydney. It was Rose Hill. I think we landed on about five of them at around the $10 mark. So you don't need them all to win. That's the thing. I think we had a couple of wins. But you don't need them all to win to make a profit. So you don't need to sort of tip the card, if you like. So I think that's one positive. If anyone tips the card on Saturday, they are doing well.
Genius. So there's no real particular race that you don't mind that you think maybe I've worked out and I've found one here on Saturday, or is it just a little bit too difficult really this week?
Oh, look, pushed for a best. I made quietly discreet the best. She was terrific last year. She's in race three, and she is a girl. She ran really well on a soft sticks track once, so there's still that query on a wetter track than that. But she had a little break between runs last year. She had a little throat operation, a little throat surgery, and went to look back to her best to me. It was a brilliant win. Clock, tick. So I think she can win again. She gets a beautiful run on the map. So, of the other races, a lot of our top picks are between $8, $12. One of them is 20 to 1. So either we've got it right and we're going to be rich, or we've got it wrong. I'll let you know after the race.
We can get around $7.50 for Quietly Discreet in that third race there at Sandown on Saturday. What about the D-Day horse this weekend, Gator?
Yeah, look, I think it's probably time for... trying to find it. See, show me Hulk, race three, number four. Now, he's going really well this prep. His two runs have been terrific. And originally, I looked at the race first up, at first look, and I had him about third pick, and I thought, he's coming back to 1,000 metres, he doesn't win. Then I looked deeper into his form. He's dropped in trip before and won, and he's won really well. So I'm not scared now about the drop back to 1,000. He finds a race with good speed. There's question marks on a couple of those on-speed runners. So maybe he can get over the top of them. He's a really backable price. But, look, it's safe to say, you know, he's not incredible Hulk. He's testing the friendship a little bit. Race 3, number 4, Hulk will make the C-day.
All right, then around $5.50 for Hulk there for Chris Waller and Brenton Abdella there at Randwick on Saturday. The highlight, I would imagine, will be the Stradbroke Handicap up there in Brisbane, Gator.
Yeah, what a good guess by you. You've done this before, yeah. This job. What a terrific race, always is. Looking at the lead-up form, they're all blanket finishes. There's just not much between so many here. And that's probably one reason why the market's as wide as it is, because, I've got, you can make a case for probably about 10 or 12 runners in the race. And, I think it's going to be a terrific race for our exotics, certainly having a play there. But it is their best race, and being a handicap, brings them all up to a level playing field. $1.5 million will attract a good field, and it's certainly done that.
Do you have one, if I had to say, Gator, we need one tip who you think will be winning at this very moment on a Thursday before the Stradbroke? Because looking at the market, you've got Vega 1 at $5.50. Mr. Quickie, Barrier 1 at $9. Tefane at $10 for Mike Moroney, Craig Williams. Imaging at $18. Sosie Bon at 40 to 1. Wild Planet, that was an eye catcher in the Doomben 10,000 at 7. I Am Superman at 23. Nicanova at 18, who was mighty in two starts back to win. Victorum at 16. The Arovian, that I heard Toby Edmonds talk to Michael Felgate this morning saying that he's ready to go at $8.50. And then we go to horses like Apache Chase, the three-year-olds that defeated Ayrton last start. And Ayrton was the $3.50 favourite for the Stradbroke before that race there at Eagle Farm a couple of weeks ago. And then Amish Boy, $21, Gator.
Yeah, he's got to get in the field, Amish Boy still, doesn't he? But yeah, he's in the mix if he runs. Apache Chase is going to give you a great sight with no weight. You know, if you can run fast time for a long time, you're a good chance of winning a lot of races, irrespective of what type of athlete you are. So he's riding the mix for me. He's my second pick. I've landed on Tefane. Look, she was okay first up, but I was probably expecting a little better. And she had 60 kilos last time against the boys. And she didn't immediately quicken, but her last 200 sectional, actually ran quicker than her 4-2. I love seeing that. Third up here, if she runs to her all-age stakes win, she will win the race. It's just a matter of whether she's at that mark. And there were really positive signs last time that she was. So in a really tough, impossible race, I think at $10 is fair enough to find out.
Yeah, good luck to the connections. I think this is, or maybe she might have one more run after this, but she's definitely coming towards the end of her career for Mike Moroney. He's done a wonderful job with the mare. What about in the JJ Atkins? This is the other group one for the two-year-olds. And Converge is at $3.50. He was the eye catcher in the size there the other day. Does he deserve to be this short, this son of Frankel?
I think he deserves to be a favourite for a number of reasons. He's beaten Port Louis the last two times they've clashed. I won at 1,600. In Sydney, then they both had that five-week gap in between runs and back to 1,400. Ended up back, held up. You saw the finale. He absolutely blew home. And what he can do on Saturday is settle up closer in a striking position as he did in the Sydney mile race up there.
Yeah.
So I think if you're framing a market in the Champagne, he would have to be the favourite. I just think Port Louis has more upside. He got lost in that Champagne. He was held up. He found the line well. The last 50, they held him, though. He was third quickest home in the race. The Quinella were a bit stronger than him. But he was 1,200 to 1,600 there.
Yep.
Then he had the 5 weeks off. Eagle Farm, he weaved through. He looked a winner. But then again, that last 100, he didn't quite finish it off. So either he's lacking a little bit of application, which is possible, but I don't think that's a fair assessment on him at his fourth career start when he had 5 weeks between runs. So I'm going to back that he's just a really good horse. I'm going to tip him to beat the favourite. I think it's fair enough getting the price differential because, as I say, if I was framing a market, I think Converge deserves to be favourite for those reasons we've outlined.
He just can't draw a gate, however, Port Louis, in these big races. He's out the gate, or he's out wide once again in barrier number 13. You do make that point in his final parts of his races, Gator, because I remember that I was at the English Sales FRSN 927 during the Easter period. He was a massive tip there at the sales at Canterbury. It was on a Wednesday. He was leaders back and he looked the winner, but he just didn't finish off that day as well. Now, the winner was pretty good. And then he was heavily supported in the Group 1 after that.
Yeah. So
if you know what I'm trying to say.
I do. You know, and it's fair enough. I mean, all we can do is assess what's in front of us.
Yeah.
And that's three times in a row. He's probably looked a winner. He's still a maiden. And he hasn't powered through the line, has he? He was still third quickest home in the Champagne. It was only his third career start, and he was 1,200 to 1,600. So I could see why perhaps he would peak late. Then the size, Eagle Farm, similar story, the gap between runs. Again, there's an excuse why he just peaked late. So let's find out on Saturday if he is the real deal. You know, probably unfair at start five, isn't it? But, you know, we want to start seeing it now, being really savage the line. Even if he doesn't win it, he's got to run through the line this week, I think.
The other big race there on Saturday is the new race, the Sky Race in Q22. And the horse that's been the talk of the carnival in a way there up there in Brisbane has been Saki, the favourite for the Cox Plate. Now, he's into $1.50, dominates the betting here. There's no other horse under double figures, would you believe? Toffee Tongue at $10 is the next best. Nashville Ride Surf for Chris Waller. So how far does Saki win by?
Well, I think he certainly deserves to be the price he is. I mean, at $1.50, effectively you run the race three times, he wins two, and gets beaten in another. That's the price. That's $1.50. So it's hard to imagine a scenario where he's beaten, given the form he's in. You know, he's got to run 2,200, sure. Fifth run into a prep, you know, was it an afterthought? All these things are genuine factors. But what he has done, his last two, is just been outstanding. Now, obviously, the margin might have been exaggerated in the Doomben Cup because his two key rivals, Mugatu and Sir Dragonet, didn't pull up well and they were clear for give runs. So I think that's a factor as well. You know, how close would they have got it? They were right at their peak. Would they have even beaten him? So, you know, I think if you're a bookie, you're entitled to have a think about it at least and let us on.
Yep. $1.50. You're looking for what, $1.80, Gator? $1.90?
I look for whatever we can get, mate. But look, I think because of that scenario, if I look at it purely mathematically, that if he wins two out of three at least, you know, probably all three, you know, he's the right price at least.
All right, then, Gator, stay with us. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with your questions around our selection table for Gator's game plan. The number to text us on is 0416 905052, or you can even give us a call, 1300 652 927. We'll take a break and then we'll come back with more of Gator's game plan on this Thursday on RSN Central. Gareth Hall, David Gately with you for Gator's game plan. Time for your questions. Number to send your question in is on 0416 9050. 52, that's 0416 90 50 52. Gator, you legend, this is from Jeff. Is Pakadali the best bet since midterm in the 2019 Kuyton Cup? There will be given the ground, fairest track in Australia for run-ons, drawn great apprentice on board, and a very fair weight. Looks a true speed, third up to peak. Current fave will settle behind and is nothing special. Double figure odds. Load up the truck, Gator. This must be a fill-up. Do you agree with Jeff?
Look, I think he's a terrific chance. If he had a recent win on his CV, I think he'd be a lot more confident. But I've certainly got him in the mix. I think third or fourth pick. He wasn't far off Dr. Drill in the Lee Stakes leading up to this. And do note his last third-up run. He ran really well in an Eclipse Stakes here. He was close up without much luck. As I say, he just needs another win, but I'm not as confident, but he's certainly in my early quaddie, absolutely.
Winkers wants to know, hey, Gator, the Ayrton into the Saki double is getting a hiding all around the country. Will you be one of those in on that action?
Look, I'm seriously considering it. It's just a great way to be involved, isn't it, in two really good up-and-coming athletes and cheering them on. And that's why we love this great game. It's for the, you know, I think we all like to find a star, you know, as they're emerging. And these two horses certainly fit that bill. So, you know, you'll certainly get a good run for your money. You know, as long as we're all betting within our means, I think it's a great way to enjoy two really good athletes.
Hypothetical. We love these type of questions here, Gator. Would you have tipped Ayrton on top if he made it into that Stradbroke?
Well, it's sort of a catch-22, isn't it? It's like cause and effect, because mm-hmm. I think he obviously needed to win that race pretty well to run in it. And I think had he done so, then yes, I would have tipped him, but he didn't win it. So, you know, Apache Chase beat him fair and square. So Apache Chase is right in the mix for me, second pick. So that tells you, you know, had he performed to the level we expected, probably would have been with him again.
Now, this is from Tom, Uncle Dave. How do you weigh up Bill Thomas, which is William Thomas's chances in the last at Sandown with that key gear change? I'll let you work out what that is. Obviously, he has been gelded.
Yeah, I didn't realise he'd been gelded, but I think Jamie Carr on board's probably the gear change they're referring to.
That is the gear change, I apologise.
Hasn't won for a while, this horse, but he has run well in much better races. If it was 1,100, I think I'd be more confident, but we know it's a good swooper's track. He'll be in the quaddie. He's my fourth pick.
I've got one for you there, Gator. Heavy eight. They've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally they get a heavy track. Great again.
Yeah, no, he's a really good wet tracker, isn't he? He's like a mini cousin, distant cousin of Jungle Edge. But he's also back to 1,000 metres, which is a little query in my very humble.
Yep. Gator, are there any good races, 800 metre races for Brazen Boy? Got good speed, but 1,000 sees him out.
Yeah, he'd win a lot of those, I think. I wonder if we should do that one day. Put $1 million up. 500 metre race, just the fastest horse. I think punters would get that one right a lot.
Would you enjoy that? Maybe that's something maybe the racing officials can look at. Something a little bit different.
Yeah. No, look, we've got a few other issues at the moment, but that is one perhaps they could look at, yeah.
Moving on, 0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation. Gator, how do you rate Shakespeare in race two at Sandown on Saturday, barrier number 19?
Look, one of many, the theme of the day, isn't it? One of many you had a good look at and can make a case for, but there's just only so many spots for your top four. It's that sort of day. This horse is going really well this prep. I thought it was terrific first up. And then just Miss Chuckalucka we're giving a case to as well. Stays down in the weights, draws out, but that may be okay, you know? I don't think the fence will be the place to be. And I don't think wet ground's any issue. So certainly has a case. There's many to win that third race.
So to be or not to be, it's not to be for Shakespeare then, according to you, on Saturday, Gator.
Well, I just made a case for him, didn't I? Yeah. I didn't have him on top. But no. I only get one spot for my top pick, so it makes it really tough.
Hi, Gator. How do you think Already Blessed will go on Saturday? That's Sydney Race 3.
Look, Sydney Race 3, Already Blessed, I think that's a good little race. So I've tipped Hulk on top. I think the speed of the race is interesting because Malkovic and Ice in Vancouver probably settle 1-2. And, you know, will they cut each other up? Will they set it up for a run on horse? And I'm thinking that might be Hulk. Already Blessed is a more than handy horse. You know, he was terrific first up at Kembla. He came from a long way back. I think the speed on paper will suit him. I think run-ons will get their chance on this track. So, again, don't have him on top, but it has a strong case.
Back to Sandown, and this is a good question because I agree with this listener, Bedford. This looks a nice race for him, race 5, and he's the $3.20 favourite, however, in that contest.
Yeah, look, and then that's the second strong case we've made for two in that race. Obviously, Pacadali for the same race.
Yep.
Many will be tipping Spring Choice, Dr. Drill, and even No Effort gets onto a soft track and finds an easy lead this time. But Bedford was outstanding at Caulfield. Given the pattern of the day, go and find, tell me how many horses swooped home from the back. It was probably him, and that was it. He gets onto a wet track, which he likes. I think he's a key hope. Another one probably needs a win, but it's that sort of race.
Who are you tipping in that race, Gator?
Look, I landed on no effort on top just because I think she gets onto a wet track and she finally finds a race where she can get some control of it. She's been chasing these really strong speeds of late. So I think she can give us a sight, you know, but one of many on Saturday around that $8 to $10 mark. As I say, they don't all have to win.
We've still got about 5 minutes with the coach here on David Gately's game plan on this Thursday, 0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation. Theo and Rye wants to know, hi Gator, if you were going to register race colours, what would they look like?
Yeah, look, it's not something I've often thought of. When I had horses with Chris Highland, he was a big Tigers man, so they were all yellow and black. So, you know, that has some interest, but I'd probably have to have a little bit of a think about it. Maybe the Pearl Jam man. Maybe we could get that on some silks. That'd be a bit of fun.
Yeah, that would be something else, Gator. I think you should do that one day. Anyway, we'll move on. Gator, how much do you consider the SPs, which is the starting price, into doing the form?
Yep, one of many factors. One of the pieces of the puzzle, and well and truly one that I look at. I often look, so if something's run really well, you know, at 100 to 1, your immediate reaction is to question the run and the race. So it just takes a little more forensic analysis. The other end of that spectrum, if a horse is beaten at $1.90 or $1.80 and had excuses, it's generally a really good recipe, you know, for a coming winner.
Up there at Eagle Farm, the Goodwood winner, what do you think of Savatou Excel's chances in the feature event?
Yeah, look, he's one of many with a chance. You know, 1,400's not a problem for him. He was close up, but they all were, in that Vega 1 race. So every single horse in that race that's running, you know, has a case. None of them were beaten far. Some had excuses. It's just that the winner gave them a start, was held up and still beat them. So it's difficult, you know, to make a really super strong case, isn't it, that they beat him, all things being equal. But he'll need luck again.
He had excuses too. Calvin McAvoy joined us, I think, the next day that it might have been on race day morning. He passed the test to gain a start in the Kingsford Smith, but he had floated down from Adelaide, and then I think he went to Sydney or Melbourne and floated to Brisbane, and he had been standing for a long time, and he was affected just a little bit from a physical point of view because of that long trip. So you would imagine he's been there for a little while now. He'll be better come Saturday. Savatou Excel, one of the great stories. He's at $31 in at the Stradbroke Handicap. Vorster rides there for the McAvoy's. Gator. Selzem will roughen no effort up, and Pakadali will charge past them both. That's our friend that really likes Pakadali there.
He does.
On the
he
weekend.
He's going to be well rewarded if it wins at that price.
Yes.
And as I say, I hope I'm alive in the early 40 and he does win.
Now, this is from Kale, Morning G-Man and Gator Dog. What do you think of Amy's Jules' chances in race 4 at Sandown? All its better runs seem to come on a track with some give in it.
Yeah, look, again, you know, I was had a really good look at her that wasn't, you know, perhaps, let's say, exceptional merit on the clock. But I think the point's valid that the best run this prep was when 50 to 1, as SP profile for you, cramming off a wide run. The form either side of that on top of the ground's been just fair, you know, in reasonable races, though. I think it's a good little race that she finds. I think she's entitled to the odds.
All right then, Gator, if there was a 800-metre match race, who would you like to see in that race?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a big difference, as we know, through a horse like Nature Strip and gate speed to leg speed.
Yes.
You know, quite different, aren't they? So, you know, Nature Strip would be the fastest horse mid-race we've seen for a long time. But a horse, you know, like you're going back a few years, a horse like Show County and those sort of horses, they just flew the gates. They're so fast early. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But, yeah, as I say, there's plenty on the table for racing jurisdictions around the country at the moment.
Do you know what? We'll get everybody going, Gator. We'll get Betty Day to put up a poll. Do you agree with Gator? Would you like to see a big 800-metre match race in the sport of thoroughbred racing? I look forward to those comments coming your way. What about your parlay this weekend? Is it a two or three, or is it just a straight out haul up there, Gator?
Yeah, I might do what I normally do and avoid the comments. But I like the theory you're going with. Look, I'm only going to do a parlay 3 and 4 this week. It's a Randwick. All of them at Randwick. They're pretty confident up there. Hillside, Sandown looks a real challenge, but hopefully we can find one or two there. So the parlay 3, 4, win bet. Gravina, race 4, we've touched on him. Race 5, Zing, we've touched on her. No, we haven't, we have now. Race 6, Brutality, looks ready to win back out to the mile. And race 9, Blondo, he's going really well this prep, so... Gravina's pretty thin out of those. All the others are really backable. If we're parlay 3 and 4, we need at least 3 to win. If all 4 win, it's obviously a terrific collect for us.
So Brutality is race 6, number 11. And the final one there, Gator?
The final one was Blondow. So he's a race 9. He's number 10.
Race 9, number 10. Always have to wait until the last. Be patient. Blondow, they're at $3.40. Good book of rides for Brenton of Della come Saturday there in Sydney with a couple of the big guns, like a Tommy Berry, who's been riding in Sydney of late, but he's heading up to Queensland for a couple of nice rides in those Group 1s. So your parlay 3 and 4, Gravina, race 4, number 7, race 5, number 4, Zing, race 6, number 11, Brutality, and Blondow, race 9, number 10, all of those horses competing at Randwick. Thank you, Gator. We'll catch up with you on Saturday morning for the Melbourne Form Panel just after 8 o'clock. And then, of course, your Sydney preview with the wonderful Lizzie Jelfs just after 9 o'clock.
Can't wait for that. Thanks, mate.